ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, rock on, wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Look, I hope you've listened to the last two shows. I've got a 1 year anniversary. Happy birthday to me and Podcast Rock City. I started this show a year ago with some friends, and they kind of bailed on me because they all got busy, but I decided to keep it going. And I thought that for the 1 year anniversary, for the week, I would do one show a day, and basically talk to friends that I've met over the year, and it's been a lot of fun and really cool so far. And I'm actually going to have Adam from KST on, and I've never talked to Adam except through Facebook, so that's going to be even cooler because I'll have somebody new, you know, that I'm just going to meet. But you know, this one right here, I got my brother from another mother, Jody Havnot.
What's up? Happy anniversary, Joe.
Thank you, man. It's so awesome.
Forrest Gump brother.
Yes, damn straight. You know, the most awesome thing is like, I you know, I said this to Matt. I was like, man, I really couldn't have done it without you guys. You guys have been so helpful, and everybody's like, oh, keep going, you got this, it's gonna be cool, and everybody's come on, and it's just been so amazing, and I appreciate everybody's help so much. And I still have Ken Mills from the podcast to talk to, and Cassius from Creatures of the Net, and it's gonna be, you know, I think a really cool week for my podcast. But what I wanted to tell people, just in case they don't know, which I'm sure they do because you've been on enough, so if they're listening to me, they're listening to you. Strange Ways, you've been doing shows way more often than you used to.
Yeah, I've just been ever since you actually convinced me to go on Skype, I just find myself, it's so much easier for me to, you know, talk with other people, because a lot of times, like D-Rock and Clinton and I, we used to always do it in one room, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of hard for us to get together. That's why we were doing it like once a month.
Right.
But now, it's like I just give them a call and say, hey, what are you doing tonight? And then there we are on Skype, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's pretty much all because of you, bro. So thanks for that.
Well, yeah, and it works out really well. And then somebody else, you know, told me about Skype, which I think was Matt Porter. And then I got Mitch LaFon, I think I interviewed through Skype. And that just became it. I was like, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, because we did one on your phone, on the phone one time. Yeah. And then
I didn't think it sounded that great. And then once we did Skype, we were both like, this is it.
It's way better.
It's the future.
Right.
But
even though Skype's been around for like a long time.
Yeah, we're late to the game. But that's all right. So listen, what I wanted everybody to find out, and I have two questions that I'm going to ask you first, and they're really quick. And then I want, you know, I don't think I've ever heard the story about how you discovered KISS, and I'm going to want to hear that. But before we do that, I want to know who your favorite member of KISS is. I actually already know this, but I want you to say so. And then I want to know what album is your favorite. So go.
Okay, well, as you know, I'm all about Paul Stanley, man.
Right.
And we've talked about it before, but, you know, when I was a kid, I was drawn to Gene Simmons, and then I started playing guitar, and then Ace was my guy. But then after playing guitar for a few years, I started to realize, and writing my own songs, I just started realizing, man, oh man, Paul wrote all the best songs and sings the best. So slowly but surely, he became my guy, you know?
Absolutely.
And, I never would have thought that as a kid, because we've talked about it before, but, you know, like when you're a kid, no one really liked Paul, you know?
It's true.
Everyone made fun of Paul for prancing, and, you know, we've talked about it.
Yeah, pouting and putting the cherry in his lips and stuff.
But, I mean, when you look at his talent and what he, you know, he's the one who stuck by the band. He never left, you know, like Gene did, or Ace or Peter did, or everyone else. But, yeah, Paul's the man, dude. And let me ask you, I mean, he sounded pretty good the other night when you were there, or what?
I thought he sounded pretty good. I didn't have any complaints about his voice. The only thing that bothered me was a couple of things, and I don't want it to be a downer to anybody, but I was really disappointed that I I just felt like I could have heard more songs. And the other thing was, I bought the tour book, and yeah. I collect tour books. And basically, the tour book was the Monster tour book with a different cover. I didn't know this until I got it home. There was, I think, 2 new shots.
Right.
But that's because they took out a couple pages that said Monster on them.
Oh, okay.
So as I was flipping through them both, but when I was talking to Matt last night, and I guess, you know, I've had a couple of days to think about it. I did have a good time. You know, I was with a friend, and that was pretty cool watching her discover Kiss for the first time. But right. I think that for a 40th anniversary tour, I just expected a little bit more. I know Tommy Summers apparently just had some rant about, you know, why Kiss keeps doing this show when Motley's touring and giving them, you know, something new every time. And I kind of understand that. And I bet a lot of Kiss fans do. But Kiss only comes around every 2 years. And, you know, and they're not 50 like Motley is. I guess
that's 14 songs just isn't enough.
It isn't. And that's going to be the complaint. Not for a 40th anniversary tour. Maybe, right. Maybe the Vegas thing, which, of course.
Are you going?
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, yeah, it would.
Of course, I have people that I work with that are in my ear going, dude, we could go. We could totally go. And I'm going, I don't know, because once I'm there, I got to have money to spend.
Right.
You know, and but enough of me. Let's go back. Let's go back to your favorite record.
My favorite record, like you're talking Kiss records, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's Dressed to Kill, man. It always has been. It was my first record that I ever got of Kiss, and I just love it, man. I still think it's the best studio record they've ever done, because not only does it have great songs, but you know me, man, I'm kind of into like punk rock.
It's very punk rock.
Power pop. Yeah. I like that each song is short and sweet, to the point, you know.
Yeah.
That's the kind of music I dig on besides Kiss, so it makes sense that Dressed to Kill is my favorite Kiss record.
Yes, I agree. It's one of those records that is just full on from the beginning to the end.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So well, you know, what was your first experience with Kiss? How did you discover them? I mean, everybody seems to have close to the same story. It's almost like everybody had somebody show them, "Hey, have you seen this?" It's so funny that, you know, very few of us, you know,
right.
Where at the beginning, when Kiss showed up, we heard them and we went, oh, this is a great band. Somebody always seemed to, you know, and that happens with a lot of bands, but how did it happen for you?
Well, for me, like, you know, I was a young kid in the 70s when they were at their peak. And I remember, like, I have distinct memories of, like, seeing the Kiss cards and, like, when 7-Up had these Kiss cups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're always kind of a part of my life. I even remember when I was like maybe 8, I saw the 3-2-1 Contact with Kiss, you know?
Yeah, that was sweet.
And that was totally awesome. But it wasn't until around Lick It Up that I actually started like paying attention to any kind of music, really, and buying my own records and stuff like that. You know, when I was about, I don't know, maybe 9, I guess, something like that.
Sure.
And so for me, like, I didn't become like a super Kiss freak until they were out of makeup, which is strange. But then I got to go back and discover all the stuff. And it was cool because, like, I'd get certain records. Like, I remember distinctly when I got Dynasty, right? I'm listening to it. And, you know, I Was Made for Loving You, it comes on. And it was like deja vu. I mean, I remember hearing that a million times when I was a young child, you know. And I always liked that familiarity. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
You know, but like the deja vu aspect of Kiss records, because I actually heard them a lot. Like, I had babysitters a lot when I was a kid, and they listened to Kiss and stuff like that. So I remembered a lot of songs once I actually went back and started getting into it, which was cool, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the cool things about discovering a band a few records into their career is being able to go back and go, man, I could buy a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
And listen to it.
Oh, sorry.
And listen to it. And, you know, it happened with me with a bunch of bands. I actually mentioned that, you know, that happened with me with Dream Theater.
Oh, right.
I remember when the movie Endless Love came out, and it had I Was Made for Loving You on it, and I went out and bought it just because it had, you know, that track on it again. And then when the movie Speed came out with Keanu Reeves, it had Mr. Speed on it.
That's awesome.
And I was just like, it's even, you know, in the credits at the end of the movie, which was really weird.
I actually didn't know that until you told me that, and I went back and checked it out. I was like, huh, right on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And now every once in a while, you find out that there's a song on here or there. And, you know, and even like, I think Moulin Rouge, the movie Moulin Rouge, I think Paul Stanley wrote a song on that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure the name of it. I wish I had internet right now. My iPad is dead, so I'm using my iPhone to talk to you. It's a little nerve-wracking. But so you discovered the band, and then did you immediately find other people, or were you like, hey, you guys, you know, your friends in school, were you like, hey, have you guys ever heard of Kiss? And or was it the same as me going, I like the Village People?
No, for me, it was actually pretty cool because I grew up with Clinton, you know, from the Strange Ways podcast, right. And he was a Kiss freak too. So, like, we had like a bond right there, you know what I mean? And obviously we still have it years and years later. But, I can remember being in fourth grade. We went to this kid's birthday party, and I brought Animalize, and we rocked that shit all night long. Yeah, on vinyl, while kids were like, the kids we hung out with were kind of like the bad kids, I guess you'd say. And like, I can remember this kid, Dave Brown, like sniffing glue while we were listening to Animalize. Clinton and I are going, dude, you're fucking dumb, man. Why would you do that?
Is he living still?
Yeah, he's actually still among the living. Believe it or not.
This is where you hear, oh, yeah, he's like the chief of police.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure what he does for a living, but yeah, he's still alive. I'm actually friends with him on Facebook.
How amazing.
And that guy actually, when we were about the same age, probably a little bit younger, but this Dave Brown kid and I, we used to like draw the Kiss makeup on paper and cut it out. First we colored it in and we cut it out, and we'd like scotch tape it to our face.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, and he wore glasses, so his would be taped to his glasses.
The visuals are amazing. That's so spectacular. You can't do that.
We'd like walk around school like that. It's kind of strange.
And you know, you can't do it with other bands. You can't like draw Village People faces or Casey and the Sunshine Band. You can't, right. You know, it would be stupid, but Kiss, it makes sense.
Right. That's one of those things with Kiss, man. They're more than just a band, yeah. You know?
What about Halloween's?
Oh, dude, we were always Kiss for Halloween. You know, I was always Gene. Clinton was always Paul. D-Rock would kind of flux between Ace and Peter. And I think we're actually going as Kiss at this Kiss show coming up in August.
and that brings up a good point. I listened to your new show today. It's awesome.
Thanks, bro.
It's you and your cohorts and Matt Porter and Andrew Kiss.
Yeah, our Canadian co-anchor.
Yes,
officially anointed.
And then and you guys basically talk about what you think is going to happen and what you think should happen at the end of Kiss. And I listened to about 90% of it on the way to work and the last 10% on the way to band practice today. And it's great. And if you guys haven't, I mean, this show, by the time the show comes out, his show will been about a week. But if you have not heard this yet, go to iTunes, go to Strange Ways, and just download the first episode that you see, the newest one. Listen to that, and then go back and hit them all up. The guys tell the best stories. They don't pull any punches. And contrary to popular belief, I believe that this podcast, Strange Ways, is very noteworthy.
Right on, Joe.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that I put that my 2 cents in.
Yeah, that dude has actually since then sent an apology to me.
Really? But,
yeah, I thought that was kind of strange because we recorded that episode like 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And since then, We've went back and forth a few more times, and now he's apologized. So that's cool.
Well, that's awesome. Same thing happened to us when we first started the thing. They were like, you know, you'd have more listeners if you did more shows. And it's like, there's five of us. How the hell are we going to? It's so hard to get together. But, of course, we didn't have Skype and all that other stuff either, you know. But
I was a fan from your very first show, dude. I thought it was great. Proud of you for keeping it going. You know, a lot of people might have just gave up and said, fuck it. But here you are. You know, you're still doing it. And I think it's probably more popular than ever.
Yeah, it is. And it's pretty amazing. And you know, people are listening in Australia and listening in Japan. And listening, I mean, in countries, you know, Ghana. It's like, really? Right. But you people in Ghana are the bomb.
Just go ahead. To say to you.
Yeah, exactly. It is, but still, totally amazed when I look at the map at where people are listening. And I'm like, for real? Even Iran. And I was like, Iran? They're listening to Podcast Rock City. You know, that's pretty crazy because.
Could be military dude stationed or something too, though.
And thinking, gonna take me out. Anyway, so what you're going? What shows are you going to? You're going to one or two shows.
So far, I only got tickets to see them in August here in St. Louis. We're actually thinking about maybe hitting up a couple other ones if possible. But for me, it's all just scheduling, you know.
Of course, because you work like a normal person.
Yep.
But odd hours.
Odd hours, yeah. I'm a late night guy. I get home late at night. I stay up all damn night with my new kitty cat, Peter Chris.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, that was the other thing. You got a cat. You named him Peter Chris. That's the greatest thing.
Had to.
When did you get the cat?
It's been about a month, man. My Carly, my old lady, she's been pestering me to get a cat for the longest time. Finally, I just relented, and now we have a cat.
I'll tell you what, in your show, I had another what the hell moment when you – I don't remember you and I ever talking about the fact that you got a daughter.
Yeah, man.
I never knew that.
Yeah. I don't put her out there on Facebook and all that because I don't want those creeps talking to her. But
how old is she?
She's 14. And
and she didn't want to go with you to kiss.
Well, no. You know. Kisses for Dad's music.
Yeah, sure. My son, he didn't want to go, and once I was there, he got upset that I was there.
Yeah, it's like, when they're a little bit younger, it's cool, but she's a teenager now, so she's like, you know, anti-anything that has to do with me.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, what she listened to?
She listens to some crazy shit, man, like some crazy metal shit I've never even heard of.
Oh, so she's still into metal. It's not like... She's not like a Britney Spears kid or anything.
Nah, she doesn't like rap, so I'm proud of her for that. I personally can't stand that stuff and the message that it reaches to the mindless youth. Yep. But we won't go on that trip right now.
Right. That we'll save that for another show. Okay, so when you go to see the show, what's the date?
I think it's August 27th.
Oh, okay. So it's
27th or 8th.
Yeah, so it's about a month away.
Yeah.
The anticipation is crazy.
Yeah, I've been trying not to watch any kind of footage. My friend Robert Foster sent me the DVD of the first night. I did watch that because I wanted to hear Making Love and stuff like that. And it was pretty cool. But so I've been trying not to watch a whole lot. I didn't watch the live stream thing. And I like to go in a little bit fresh. Not that I don't know exactly what to expect, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's spectacular.
I'm excited. D-Rock's going to be in his wheelchair.
You're going to roll him down the hill, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. we're going full Jackass at this show, bro.
Yeah, I was like, I'm listening to me like, you're going to take me out to the lawn. You're going to push me up the hill, and you're going to push my ass down the fucking hill. That's my best D-Rock. Thank you. I can't get it down that well, but I got to get him.
Gargling some glass, bro.
That'll do it. I got to get him on the show so bad.
He wants to do stuff now that he's feeling better. He's up for just about anything.
Yeah. And I know, for those of you who don't know, he's had problems with diabetes, basically, right?
Yeah.
But he's like a trooper.
Oh, dude, he's back on his feet, man.
Yeah, I saw he got his prosthetic leg.
Yep.
And that's fucking awesome. Yep.
And he still whacks the bass, you know, on any of our covers you've heard, that's him on bass.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, he was even bragging. I'm having head problems. I'll still play that motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's so funny. He's just like, I love how he's like...
He's a dude who has like about 4 or 5 cocktails before we record, you know?
And he's always like, don't talk shit to me because I'll take whatever you say and make it worse. My fucked up mind. I'm just like, it's so funny.
Hey, do you know how? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you remember how you and I we came up with this theory that Paul invented rap metal because of All Hell's Breaking Loose?
Yeah.
Well, on an episode, a couple episodes ago, he was like bitching about rap metal. I said, dude, it all came from Paul Stanley, and he like goes on this total tirade defending Paul. Hilarious. Well, he's like, fuck all that shit.
It's just so perfect, the whole thing. And then, you know, and then the other story about the picture, you know, and the birthday and the picture and the family and the kiss makeup and spectacular.
His family, man. We're seen.
It was just amazing. Yeah, you know, we are seen. The whole thing.
What it's all about, man.
Yeah, it was.
I think it's really cool that you're going to have all of us from the scene on through this week. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. You know, I just, you know, I'm showing my appreciation and the love for the people that have helped me. And you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to. I honestly believe that. Everybody that's listening to my show has got to be listening to your show. And everybody that's listening to your show has got to be listening to Matt. And everybody that's, you know, and so on.
Yeah, it's all kind of inbred, you know.
Yeah. It's not like we're going to pick up any new listeners. It's just I love talking to you guys, man. It's so much fun. And, you know, and everybody just so easily gets along. And it's like, it's just like, you know, how proud we are of each other when we look at Podomatic and we're all in the top 5 together.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
You know, it's just like, wow, we really just kind of rule, don't we?
As far as, rock category, we got that shit on lock.
Yeah, we got it on lock. All right, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I want to do another year, and I hope that you're going to be able to do as much with me as you possibly can.
Oh, yeah, dude, I ain't going nowhere, bro.
Yeah, and I'll keep having you on once a month. Those shows are always highly rated by people. Are always like, you know, it's really funny because we're starting to hit a groove where we're really used to talking to each other. And
yeah, no, it's like...
And sometimes people will message me and go, you guys are really in tune with each other now. You know, we did the last episode we did together was our favorites. You know, our favorite Kiss costume, our favorite member, our favorite record, favorite Ace solo. And it was like, that was when I started getting the most email for us where people were going, yeah, that was a good one.
I'm glad people dig it, man. I always have a blast talking to you, bro. And I'm always really stoked that you asked me to do it, man. Yeah, it's cool.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And you know, and we'll get another show going in about a week. Also, now listen, once again, you know, if you have never listened to Strange Ways, go now, please. The coolest thing, this is just like discovering Kiss 4 albums into it. Because you guys have how many shows out now?
I think there's like 50-something different things on iTunes you can download.
Yeah.
Because when I first started, I wasn't numbering them correctly. So it's like, even though we're only on episode 29, there's 50 different things on iTunes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
a lot of them are two-parters.
Sure, and there's also your Rock and Roll Radio.
Oh, yeah, Rock and Roll Radio.
And that's really awesome.
Oh, right on. You dig that?
Oh, yeah, man. Cool. I try to my best to listen to as much as possible. But my problem usually is that my iPhone, I don't have a lot of space on it. So I download one or two, and I can listen to them. But now I upgraded, and I was able to keep my other iPhone, so I'm totally losing it just for podcasts.
Nice.
And like a camera, and that's it. So it's gonna, you know, I'll be able to download even more and more and more, and you know, just like anybody else, you know, unfortunately because of my work schedule there's not a whole lot of time, but I find the time, whether it's, you know, I have a speaker system in my bathroom, so I'll hook it up to that and I'll take a shower and listen to, you know, you or KST, and you know, Matt, I try to listen to you live when I can.
Yeah, me too.
And that's really amazing because he's live.
I absolutely.
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
It's one of my big favorites.
Yeah, one time live. All right, listen, thank you very much, Jody.
Hey, thanks, Joe, and happy anniversary, motherfucker.
Thank you very much, and I'll come back to Jendel next week.
Sounds great, brother.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Greetings from Jendel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Boyin Jody have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris for the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theory. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right.
Hi, Kiss fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original Kiss crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with Kiss during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.